G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 71 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is about situational awareness. And I believe it's really vital to develop situational awareness, all right, particularly in regards to special operations, but also just in everyday life. Why? Because situational awareness gets you thinking, all right? It really builds your awareness, it keeps you in the moment, and it encourages you to look at your surroundings and ask the question, what here should concern me? You really want to develop your situational awareness so you can see things before they happen. And it really is an excellent tool to acquire, as you'll be able to foresee problems before they arise and even prevent them from even occurring. Even if you can't prevent the problems from occurring, you know, good situational awareness will provide you with, you know, a sense of control, you know, a sense of awareness, a calmness that will allow you to then overcome any setbacks quickly and move forward, all right? You won't be ambushed by the unexpected, right? You won't have your head buried so deep in the sand that you'll be shocked and confused and smashed over the head when a dose of reality strikes, right? You won't be naive, you won't be caught off guard, ignorant or lazy. You won't be like 99% of the population. And then if you were to combine your knowledge of situational awareness with emotional intelligence, for example, and you can then develop a cool, calm and focused mindset and willing and able to react in a positive manner to the environment around you, you'll always be in the game, right? You'll always be prepared, always asking the question and be ready to act when required. And if you want to be successful at special operations selection and serving in an SF unit, you'd better have very high situational awareness. What is situational awareness though? Now, there's a few definitions out there, but I like the one by Scott Stewart in his article, A Practical Guide to Situational Awareness, and he describes it as, it is important to note that situational awareness, being aware of one's surroundings and identifying potential threats and dangerous situations, is more of a mindset than a hard skill. And that's pretty important, all right? You don't have to be a genius to be aware of your situation, all right? Aware of what's going on around you and to get better at it, all right? It's a pretty simple skill, right? You just have to put your focus there. But situational awareness is really a key attribute in Special Forces training, right? It's probably the number one attribute potential candidates are assessed on throughout the selection process, along with probably trainability and teamwork, and for good reason, right? Situational awareness rates so highly on selection because of what you're going to have to do in the unit, right? There's all the kind of training that you do. Most of it's live fire. Most of it's dangerous. You want to push the boundaries. You always want to get better. And there's accidents that occur from that. So you've really, situational awareness is a key component to try and make the training as safe as possible. And then obviously when you go overseas, the missions, the real life missions that you're going to do, that you're going to conduct, obviously they're bloody dangerous, right? And there's a lot of things that can and will go wrong. And if your situational awareness is not at its peak and everyone else is in the team, their situational awareness is not really high, then there's more likely or a high chance of things going to go wrong and people are going to get hurt or people are going to get injured and most likely you fail your mission, right? So situational awareness is a key component for special operations training, not just in selection, but actually being in the unit, but also outside of that, just everyday life. But situational awareness is really a choice, right? You choose whether to pay attention or tune out to your surroundings, right? You choose to see potentially dangerous situations or to step out onto the road without looking. You choose to bury your head in the sand and believe that everything is going to be okay, you know, and go about your business in total disregard to whatever is going on in your immediate environment. And to be brutally honest, if you do that, you're like every other person out there, or 99% of the population out there, right? And you're an idiot, especially after listening to this podcast, because now you know, right? Now you know that simply a choice that you must make to improve your situational awareness and in turn improve your life and therefore improve your chances on selection. And it really amazes me how poor most people's situational awareness is, you know, going about their everyday life, walking on the street, driving their cars, going about their business with absolutely no clue of what is happening in their immediate environment. I have to think, how are these people still alive? Why are these people still alive? You know, you see people, for example, crossing at the zebra crossing, and they'll just walk out there without looking, right? And they just expect other people to stop because that's what they're supposed to do. You don't want to think that everyone's just going to follow the rules because they should, right? That is poor situational awareness. That is having your head buried in the sand, right? Don't expect others to just do the right thing and follow the rules simply because they're expected to. Most people have poor situational awareness, and that can and have a dramatic and lifelong effect on your life and health and your well-being, all right? Not to mention selection, right? But if someone breaks the law, for example, by being complacent and having poor situational awareness, and their actions impact your life through serious injury or worse, what then? All right, yes, you can blame them. You can blame that person, sure. But you're still in a horrible situation that maybe you could have been prevented if your situational awareness was higher. So my dad used to tell me when I was learning to drive, he said, you must drive for other people. And I didn't really understand what he meant by that, but what he meant was that you must be conscious of what others are doing on the road at all times. You might be the best driver in the world and the safest driver in the world, but that doesn't mean shit if you can't anticipate what others on the road might do, right? You must drive for other people, right? There's so many idiots on the road, not going to follow the rules, poor situational awareness that can really impact you and your life, right, if you're not paying attention. The other point in regards to situational awareness is that you have to be ready to take action, right? There's no point in just being aware of the situation, but not being ready to actually step in and do something. Now, Jeff Cooper talks about this, and Jeff Cooper came up with the Cooper's Colored Code. And as it relates to combat and a combat mindset, Jeff Cooper said, your combat mindset is properly dictated by the state of mind you think appropriate to the situation. He also said, you are not in any color state because of the specific amount of danger you may be in, but rather in a mental state which enables you to take a difficult psychological step. What he's referring to is a psychological step of actually committing to taking action if required or if it's deemed necessary due to the current situation. And if you haven't heard about the Cooper Color Code, it's basically white, yellow, orange, red. White being that relaxed and completely unaware, which are most people sit in. Yellow is you're relaxed but aware, which you should operate in all the time. Orange is you've identified a potential threat. And red is you've identified the threat and you've executed the necessary response. And most people think that you just want to operate in yellow, you want to be relaxed and aware. But what Jeff Cooper was actually talking about is that you not only want to operate in that space, but you want to be psychologically ready to take that action when required. So yes, we need to be cognizant of what's happening in our environment, which is hugely important, but we must also be in a state of alert in which our mindset will allow us to cross over the difficult psychological step of actually taking physical action in response to what's occurring in our environment. And no doubt we've all been caught in this situation operating in the white zone mindset. I know I've been caught in this situation a few times, you know, my mind operating in that white zone and not ready to act. I've also been caught in a situation where, or in the mindset of, yes, I'm alert and aware, but when I should have taken that action, I wasn't ready, all right? I wasn't ready to cross that psychological step. So that is really a key point in regards to situational awareness. There's no point in being aware if you're not going to take action, right? So be aware and be ready to take action at the same time. Be aware of your environment and be psychologically prepared to take the necessary physical action. But how can we improve our situational awareness? Well, like I said, it's a choice. Here's a couple of things you can do. One, immerse yourself in your environment. Choose to pay attention to everything around you and see things before they happen. Two, fight the natural urge to think everything is okay. Most of the time, everything is okay. And your subconscious, if you allow it, will fight the fact that your senses are picking up possible danger signs. It really only takes one time for something to be not okay and your world can change in a second, right? Whether that's physical injury, whether that's being kicked off selection or the reinforcement cycle, or whether it's actually in the unit being in a combat situation, whatever the case may be. This may take time and you'll possibly become hypervigilant for a while, but you'll adjust and you'll begin to block out what isn't necessary and identify what is. Number three, ask yourself, what now, what next? Or simply, what else? All right, and that will help you or will help pull yourself out of that transfixed state. Asking what else will help wake you up and get you back in tune with your surroundings. All right, and this is really something that will help you on selection and the reinforcement cycle, not to mention on overseas operations. There'll be many times where you'll be focused on a specific task to complete, i.e. fixing a stoppage or actually engaging a weapon, engaging the bad guys. which could be detriment to your surroundings and may cause you to miss something vital, right? So just asking yourself, what now, what next, will help break that transfixed state. Number four, remain relaxed, calm, and be prepared. Alert, but not alarmed. A key point in employing good situational awareness and observing your surroundings is that you want to observe without trying to find anything specific. If you actively look for a red flag, for example, right? So if I was to say, I'm going to go down the street, I'm going to find something, I'm going to find a problem. If I've already preloaded myself with that, I'm probably going to find it, right? If you do the same, you're probably going to go down the street and find it, even though it may not actually be there, right? So you want to observe with an open mind. And the final point is that when actively engaging good situational awareness, your reticular activating system will work for you. The reticular activating system is part of the brain that monitors the senses and will tell your subconscious to pay attention. Once you make the choice to employ good situational awareness, your reticular activating system will scan and identify potential and dangerous situations, right? So you want to utilize it to help you. And if you are alerted to a situation, take a breath, assess the situation, take action, and pivot on the move. Start developing good situational awareness now. It's a choice. Start doing it. And not only is it going to help you for life, it's going to help you throughout your special operations journey. If you have any questions at all, make sure you hit me up. Email me, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com. You can check out my free resources at operatoredge.com/selection. You can come and join my free group on school as well. You'll find that at that page. That's it. Hope you got something out of this episode of the podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.